according to the doctor's book.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, my first day, I was 18. Yes, thank you. I was 18 when my first baby born, but I don't know, in those days, seems like things just wasn't as bad as they are. Now, the young people just can't take much pain. I mean, they give in to their pain. I suffered a long time before I worried anybody. And a lot of other people I know did. But I don't know, the young people today, they just can't take many pains. They holler if you look at them. You get a splinter, you're going to take it out of your house. I see my daughter drop the saw on her feet, and she put 4 stitches in her own feet. And in 4 days, she checked it out. She soaked it after. She didn't do anything at first, right after she stitched it up. And a few days after that, she just put a little methylator on it, and then she took those stitches out and started soaking her feet. And about a week and a half, her feet was well. Of course, she's a nurse. She knows how to do that, but all nurses wouldn't take a chance of sewing their own feet. So.
A long time ago, you used to get a lot of these things. They would come up on your skin.
What?
Or this would be, it would have an infection in it. You know?
You mean burrs?
Burrs, yeah.
Yeah.
What else did they call them? Other names for them?
Well, they had abscess. They had something called a cyst.
Yeah.
And it all forms up from the same thing, you know. But when my kids coming up, we were all coming up, and we had boils. My mother would take the white of the egg and lay it across that boil and bring it to her head. And then she just would sort of pull it, because you're not supposed to squeeze a boil. You sort of pull it, get the inflammation out of it. And it's a white thing in it called a coal. You had to get that out. If you didn't get that out, it would come out on another spot of your body.
You had to break it and get all that, when the stuff that would drain out, that's all it.
I would call that inflammation. But you can also take a okra blossom and take, you know what that is, huh? That's the flower of the okra. And you take the little fuzzy part on the inside of that flower, and you mash it with a little Vaseline, and you make a poultice and put on that boil or an abscess, and you bring it to her head. And you don't have to, you don't even have to squeeze or do nothing to it. All the inflammation runs out.
Okay, you might say a bee stung me in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
When a bee stung you, your hand did what? It
swells up.
Yeah.
Well, you could put some back on that maybe sometime,
yeah.
And that'll help. Or you could put a little salt, something like that. Something to burn it, or some antiseptic. Anything that would burn it would help it. But if it was a bee that stung you and it's poison, well, you'd have to go to a doctor, get a shot or something.
Have you ever been stung? What happened to your hand? Your hand did what when you got stung?
It swelled up.
Okay, you say a bee stung me in my hand.
Swelled all up.
It's still pretty badly.
Swollen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the best time to open a blister?
It depends on what kind of blister you got. If it's like a bloodshot, you know, you mash your hand.
Yeah.
And form a little blood spot on it. Well, if you open it right away, it'll help. But if you leave it, then you better not open it, because then it'll get real, real soaked. But if it's a burn, we take some gumbo feeling and mix it up with some olive oil and make a poultice and put it on there. Then you don't even have a scar, and you don't even blister. But if you stick it in water right away, it'll make a big blister. And if that blister bursts, then you'll have a big soak. It'll give you some trouble.
Now, in a war, if somebody came after somebody else with a knife and they
stab them,
if they stab them,